Learning to breathe underwater. Step one, assume you will die. Go down to the river to pray, I told myself. So I found a tree to protect me from China's scorching sun and sat down on a bench in the shade. I sat beneath the tree and listened to Martha Wainwright singing about Proserpina, a Roman version of the Persephone myth about the changing seasons, death, and rebirth. I would sit in the shade and listen to Martha singing about a mother's lament over losing her daughter to the underworld. I'd listen to it on repeat. It became my river rosary. I shall punish the earth. I shall turn down the heat. I shall take away every morsel to eat. I shall turn every field into stone, where I walk crying alone, crying for Proserpina, Proserpina. Come home to mama. Come home to mama now. Repeat. I sat in the shade, shielded from the sun, and gazed out on the water as I listened to the story of autumn turning into winter, followed by spring. I listened to the song of death and rebirth, followed by death and rebirth, followed by death. My eyes tried to focus on the opposite shore, blurry from the heat and humidity. To my right, migrant women washed their families' clothes in the polluted waters. I woke every morning to the sound of them beating their laundry with a wooden paddle. To my left, a factory following the bend of the river's edge. And behind me, the incessant sound of traffic. Cars, scooters, bikes, all honking at each other. Never-ending horns sounding alarm and anger. On the bench sat next to me was an old man in a white tank top, legs crossed, listening to Chinese opera on a transistor radio. Sometimes he sang along. Then from the other side of the river, a funeral procession appears. Having buried their loved one in the mountain, the mourners descend into town led by a group of musicians playing traditional Chinese instruments, followed by family and friends singing dirges, followed by a marching band. As the funeral procession approaches, the factory to my left bellows with a sound that sounds like a roar, chains rattling and metal scraping across the floor. All these sounds surround me and engulf me with increasing volume. I find it hard to breathe. Then I can almost see a dark hole forming in the river. The hole grows wider and deeper. If I remain at the water's edge, I will be swallowed up and pulled down into a watery grave. Refusing to vanish, I jumped from my bench. When I saw the way the old man was looking at me, I tried to walk calmly but purposefully back to the apartment. I closed the door to my bedroom where I held a pillow over my head and wept until my host family woke. The mother knocked on the door. Sonia, Sonia, go, go. I wiped my eyes, inhaled, and stood. Step two, prepare for change. Last fall, I began a Taoist medical Qigong class on Sunday mornings. Qigong is made up of two words, qi, meaning the life force that flows through all things, and gong, referring to a skill cultivated through practice. Sunday mornings are set aside for cultivating the life force through specific movements of body and breathing. Each week focuses on one of the five elements linked with the subsystem of the body. Wood with liver, fire with heart, earth with spleen, metal with lungs, and water with kidneys. Autumn is the time to let go and gather. The metal element of the lungs and large intestine help us to let go of what is no longer of use and to gather close that what will protect us. The large intestine enables our body to rid itself of what cannot be used from the food we consume. In Chinese medicine, the large intestine also helps us to discern what nourishes us, not just physically, but emotionally, mentally, and spiritually as well. This we keep. It aids in discerning that which does not nourish. This we discard. Literally and figuratively, it enables you to let go of the shit that weighs you down. The lungs also help with purging and gathering. I heard it explained like this. Having inhaled, we must let go of it before we can take any more in. Breathing will strengthen our immune system, and it helps us to release tension of all sorts. If you do nothing else, breathe deeply to fortify yourself. Now is the time to breathe deeply. Gather close that which will nourish and sustain you as you enter the cold darkness of winter. Step 3, find water. For 5 years, I was in pain and uncomfortable in my own body. It started gradually, a slight bloated feeling, burning sensations near my ovaries right before my period. Eventually, the pain became so intense it would stop me mid-stride. I'd be forced into a fetal position, reminding myself to inhale, now exhale. Each doctor visit left me feeling violated. Men, women, specialists, students, they all inserted instrument after instrument into my body. Every instrument caused pain. I smelled my flesh burning as a layer of my cervix was sliced away with a thin wire loop carrying an electrical current. And I was awake for most of the 25 biopsies. As every muscle tensed, my eyes focused on the pattern of the ceiling tiles, and I told myself, inhale, remember to exhale, again. And then I had the hysterectomy. The pain was gone, but if I wasn't in pain, it didn't feel like it was my body. I didn't trust this altered flesh I now inhabited. So in response, I began to swim. Stepping down into the water, I was instantly alone with it all. Alone with my heart beating, my lungs breathing, my muscles relaxing, my body changing. I needed to trust its ability to function, to float, to move, or I would seize up and sink to the bottom, swallowing chlorinated water as I went down. On the wall above the pool hung a picture of a woman submerged in water. Only her eyes and nose could be seen. I called her the Alligator Lady. On the bottom of the pool was a line connecting the blue crosses at the beginning and the end of each lane. I called that my axis mundi, my center, my connection to the sacred. My head would go under, and I kept my eyes on the blue line. Come up for air, and behold the Alligator Lady. Inhale. I repeated these steps until eventually my hand would reach out and touch the cross. Repeat. Inhale. Align myself with the center. Exhale. Lock eyes with the alligator. Inhale. Center myself. Exhale. Behold the Alligator Lady. Touch the cross. Repeat. Soon, it became as natural as breathing. Step 4, pray. I called to you, Lord, out of my distress. You answered me.